Now, it was the home of the US motor industry and the Motown music phenomenon. Detroit emerged from World War II as one of America's great industrial powerhouses with a population of almost 2 million. But since the 1970s, it's been in decline, and last night it became the biggest US city so far to file for bankruptcy. We're joined by our Washington correspondent, Matt Frye. Matt.
John, you know Detroit well. I know Detroit well. And the decline of the city over decades is really one of the saddest stories of urban America. Remember, this was once the industrial powerhouse, the city that gave birth not just to Motown music, but of course also the iconic car companies. And what seems to have happened, especially in recent years, is that the weight of its debt, especially because of pensions liabilities and healthcare liabilities for the many city workers, plus everything else that you need to run a city, has simply crushed Detroit. And late last night, it declared bankruptcy. At a time when this country thought it was recovering, this really is a bit of a blow to its self-esteem.
Across the waters of Lake Erie, Detroit still looks like a great American city. These corporate spires belong to General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler, the three big car companies that gave this place its nickname, Motor City, Motown. But venture inside, if you must, and you'll discover a city that's been sinking into its own grave for decades. Today, they issued the death certificate by filing for bankruptcy. Detroit had accumulated $20 billion in debt, roughly the same as Cyprus. It's telling that the man who's been trying to run the place since March is a bankruptcy lawyer.
We didn't make this decision improvidently or in haste. This has been a decision that in one fashion or another has been working its way to the city for the better part of six decades. We're finally at a point where we simply cannot kick the can down the road any further. We must address these issues and restore services to the citizens of the city.
Reinventing Detroit is putting it rather optimistically. The city ran out of money because it had run out of people. The population is barely a third of what it was in its heyday. Of those, 25% are now unemployed. Result, a shriveled tax base for too many running costs. Much of the city is a deserted wasteland. Power lines are sagging without juice in a place where only half the streetlights work. The city is returning to a pre-industrial era of fields and unkempt vegetation, but less bucolic. The crime rate is at a record high.
They came to Detroit in hopes of a life they could find nowhere else. Ford workers enjoyed company picnics, could live in company housing, and even buy the Ford cars they produced.
Hard to imagine, but a century ago, this was the crucible of the Industrial Revolution in America. Here, Henry Ford perfected the production line. From here, General Motors conquered the American road. And then, in the late 60s, when the rest of America was also in uproar, things started to go horribly wrong. There were the 67 riots in which 47 people were killed and 7,000 arrested. The rot had set in. Then the destruction was caused by firebombs. Now it is caused by decay. Decades of it. But perhaps the city can get inspiration from the car companies that dominate it. Two of the three giants declared bankruptcy a few years ago, only to reemerge stronger than ever.
While there's an opportunity for the city and there's an opportunity for a lot of people maybe in the future, and I think there could be some great opportunities for young people. If the schools get better, and they need to get better fast, the young people stay in those schools. You can't have a 50% plus dropout rate, which Detroit does have. But if people get ready, there could be a bright future. But for a lot of folks who've been dependent on promises that have been made, it's been clear for a long time those promises could never be kept.
But for now, Detroit is a city haunted by almost impossible ifs. It has reached its low point. From here, things can only get better, in theory.